On September 4th, 2001, the Principals Committee meeting on Al-Qaeda that I had called for urgently on January 25th finally met. In preparation for that meeting, I urged Condi Rice to see the issue cleanly. The administration could decide that Al-Qaeda was just a nuisance, a cost of doing business for a superpower, as Reagan and the first President Bush had apparently decided about Hezbollah and Libya when those groups had killed hundreds of Americans, and act accordingly, as it had been doing. Or it could decide that the Al-Qaeda terrorist group and its affiliates posed an existential threat to the American way of life, in which case we should do everything that might be required to eliminate the threat. There was no in-between. I concluded by noting that before choosing from these alternatives, it would be well for Rice to put herself in her own shoes when, in the very near future, Al-Qaeda had killed hundreds of Americans. What will you wish then that you had already done? The principals' meeting, when it finally took place, was largely a non-event. Tennant and I spoke passionately about the urgency and seriousness of the Al-Qaeda threat. No one disagreed. Powell laid out an aggressive strategy for putting pressure on Pakistan to side with us against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Money might be needed, he noted, but there was no plan to find the funds. Rumsfeld, who looked distracted throughout the session, took the Wolfowitz line that there were other terrorist concerns like Iraq, and whatever we did on this Al-Qaeda business, we had to deal with the other sources of terrorism. Tennant agreed to a series of things that the CIA would do to be more aggressive, but the details would be worked offline. I doubted that process would be fruitful anytime soon. The only heated disagreement came over whether to fly the armed Predator over Afghanistan to attack Al-Qaeda. Neither the CIA nor the Defense Department would agree to run that program. Rice ended the discussion without a solution. She asked that I finalize the broad policy document, a national security presidential directive on Al-Qaeda, and send it to her for presidential signature.